You this time, because we'll start you out with a good tune here tonight. I got Cupid out of that kitchen long enough to sing a song. Well, folks, get a comfortable seat up there on top rail, will you, while I called off over here to sing your song. Dolph, you don't never mind calling Cupid, eh?
Oh, no, Pappy. That's better than sawing them bones for them steaks any old day.
Yeah, well. All right, let's have that song you know about the wagon train.
Okie doke. Wagon train, wagon train.
fellas are kind of ducking, getting out of the way there, because I got a little song here that I want Sally to sing, and they really get out of the way when she's going to sing. Sally?
Yes, ma'am.
How about that new song you were singing for me the other day, Sunset on the Tree?
You like that one?
Yes, sir.
Well, we'll do it for you then.
Got a song I'd like for him to sing. I'm going to tell a story first, but that Sunset Trail reminds me of this song he sings called Where the Purple Sage Meets the Sunset. Will you sing it for me?
Yes, I sure will.
Well, first, let me tell you my story, boys and girls. Larry Roberts and Bob Jefferson were pals. That's what I want to tell you about. The kind of pals you often read about but seldom see. I mean, they'd actually go out of their way to do something for the other fellow. If one of them had money, they both had money. When one of them had a fight, the other one had a fight. It was just that way between them, a kind of a friendship that was so strong it was almost like father and son or brother and brother. Now, both the boys had promised each other that if one of them was to die before the other one, the one who died first swore that he'd come back if possible and watch over the remaining partner. Well, one day, Bob got killed by a bunch of cattle thieves. After his death, Larry seemed to change a lot. Not a great deal, though, after all. But there was just something inside of him that seemed to be gone. He didn't mope or carry on after Bob's death because his hurt was too deep for surface show. He carried his grief deep down inside his heart and shared it with no one. Well, of course, all of us who had known the both of them wondered what Larry was thinking about that strange promise they'd made. A couple of years later, Larry Roberts, and he did a mighty fine job, too. When he took over things,
yes, sir,
and Logan County became pretty unhealthy for bad men and would-be bad men. But then one day a new gang come into town and they looked, they looked like a pretty tough lot, they were. Well, Larry didn't have anything on him, of course, but he dropped by their place one afternoon and told them who he was and that he hoped he could count on them for their support and cooperation. Well, nobody seemed to know for sure what happened, but anyway, a fight started. It was Larry against about 9 of them. Well, sir, he barricaded himself up in the top of the jail in a single room and those birds were peppering him from all sides. It was a mighty uneven fight, believe me. Yes, there it was. A bad fight for him. Well, let me tell you what I saw. After the shooting was over, we climbed up the stairs and looked in that room. Larry was dead, all right. And incidentally, all 9 of them other boys were dead, too. But you know, right on the wall above Larry's head was a kind of a scoreboard. In fact, there was 2 scoreboards. 1 scoreboard. One of them had 5 marks, and the other one had 4. One of them was marked Larry, and the other one, Bob. Well, who knows? Stranger things have happened. ¶¶
purple shade meets the sunset, I'll come riding back to you. In the blue hills of Arizona, where we met when the spring was new. Until then, dear, I'll be dreaming of a ranch out far away.
Invite you to be back with us the next time we get together for a little song fest in the old corral. We'll reserve the same spot on the top rail for you. Meantime, this is Pappy Cheshire talking for all the boys and Sally. Then, so long, everybody. So long.